USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Bipartisan lawmakers with military backgrounds on Friday took part in a roundtable to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, urging the White House to extend their evacuation efforts beyond the Kabul airport, while arguing the August 31st deadline was helping fuel the chaos on the ground. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee Thursday demanded to know where Vice President Kamala Harris has been after the fall of Afghanistan. Speaking to Newsmax,
where is she defending women and girls, standing up for human rights, standing up for these women and girls who we know they're going to be pushed into sex slavery? They're going to have to hide in houses because the Taliban has said they are going to eliminate them.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
COVID continues to spread in one of the country's largest school districts. Los Angeles County health officials announcing yesterday the death of a teenager with underlying conditions. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS News yesterday. What needs to be done to stop COVID from spreading in schools?
Masking in schools, absolutely. Distancing, cohorting, testing in schools to decrease transmission. Indeed, we are seeing a concerning number of children who are getting sick from COVID-19. But in many of those cases, and in most of those cases, it is because these prevention measures are actually not being taken.
Walensky yesterday congratulating the Atlanta Falcons on being the first NFL team to reach 100% vaccination. She tweets, teamwork like this is what it will take to defeat this virus. GM issuing a recall of the Chevy Bolt. The company announcing Friday it's recalling all Bolts worldwide because the electric car's lithium-ion batteries could catch fire. The recall involving about 60,000 cars in the U.S. and 73,000 worldwide. This latest recall prompted after a car in Arizona caught fire a few weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More problems with the Chevy Bolt. GM says more Chevy Bolts are being recalled due to battery fires. More from USA's Wendy King.
General Motors said it's recalling all Chevy Bolt electric vehicles sold worldwide to fix a battery problem that could cause fires. The recall and others raise questions about lithium-ion batteries, which now are used in nearly all electric vehicles. Ford, BMW, and Hyundai have all recalled batteries recently. President Biden will need electric vehicles to reach a goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030 as part of a broader effort to fight climate change. The GM recall adds about 73,000 Bolts from 2019 through 2022 model years to a previous recall of 69,000 older Bolts. GM said that in rare cases, the batteries have two manufacturing defects that can cause fires. The automaker said it will replace battery modules in all the vehicles. The latest recall will cost the company about $1 billion, bringing the total cost of the Bolt battery recalls to $1.8 billion. GM said owners should limit charging to 90% of battery capacity. The Bolts should also be parked outdoors until the modules are replaced. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.